This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Orioles down 2-0 in the fifth. They have two hits through five innings. We'll keep you updated as it goes. As Mean Dean hanging in against the Diamondbacks. Well, let's talk some Orioles baseball. As joining us now, courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, part of our Baltimore Baseball Tonight coverage, it's Ryan Ripken. And Ryan, thanks as always for your time. We appreciate it. I know I tease you. I always ask for the Orioles fine. I want to specifically ask you about someone. Is Charlie Morton fine?
It's interesting, but hey, or good evening, afternoon, fellas. You know what? I would have loved to have seen Charlie obviously get off to a better start. I think everyone would feel better about that. I tell people this all the time. We're really not going to know a lot about certain pitchers, position players. You know, you really got to get to mid-May, June to kind of see where it is. And so I want to give Charlie that benefit. It was his best outing this past outing, but was it a great outing? No. Was it better than it was before? Yes. But I think we monitor it right because of age, and that's the reason why this conversation. But I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt for now, but definitely it's something that, you know, that we're going to have to see just given, you know, where the state of the staff is. And you know, one thing I will say, regardless if he's healthy, he might just be thrown out there regardless just because of all the injuries piling up.
Ryan, it was interesting yesterday that it was leaked Corbin Burnes. Orioles offered him 4 years, $180 million, and he was kind of laughing off the offer when he was meeting with the media earlier in the day. You guys had him on the Ryan Ripken show. What did he have to say?
Yeah, you know, I wanted to kind of clear the air on certain aspects, right? Because when you go onto socials, you'll see I saw two different elements from different sources when I looked around. It was one, the one where he talked about, hey, I was scratching my head at the years that the Orioles offered, right? And then later on in that conversation that was kind of swept under the rug was him saying, well, when they got to that offer and obviously my family situation, you know, I signed there. So essentially just talked to him about, hey, for all the reasons you stated and that report was out there and the videos were circling, you know, if you got what you wanted from Arizona, you know, and considering your personal life, fair to say, this is the place you're going to be. And he said, yeah, you know, I didn't close the door on the Orioles, but it was going to be extremely hard for me to turn down when Arizona finally got that number up. And I think even in it, I'm going to release the full interview this evening. I think he even said specifically that once I knew that Arizona got to that number, our focus really went to the team. Not to put everyone on the back burner, but the focus was there. So although I get the frustrations people have and the reaction that Corbin might have said, and then the Orioles reported offer being 4 years, $180 million. sounds like to me, even if the Orioles were to have that 5-year or 6-year deal and the money was more, I still don't think that would take it away, because that ultimately was a place he wanted to be in Arizona for the right price.
This team continues to play some fundamentally flawed baseball, and there's people who could say, well, it's early in the season, but, you know, it didn't seem to bother the Royals, adverse conditions and whatnot, as they're stealing bases and controlling the run game and making great plays in the field. And this team's fundamentals, baseball IQ, base running decisions, all that stuff, throwing to the wrong base, that was a problem last year too. So which portal are you looking at it through? One, that it's a continuation of bad trends that pretty much sabotaged their season last year? Or, hey, it's early, nothing to see here?
I think there's a combination of things. I say, number one, that it is early, so this is the beauty of it being early, of going, okay, look, there's things that need to be fixed, and I mentioned to a lot of people, you want to get off to a great start, right? That's the ultimate goal. But if we're looking at the American League East going into today, the leading team is 7-5. You know, then you're looking at Houston, they're 5-6. Cleveland's 4-6. Kansas City's now at 6-5 at the moment. Detroit's picked up a little bit of momentum. My point being, not every team is going to get off to the red hot start if you look out west, like the Dodgers, the Giants, and the Padres. So there's things you got to clean up. Now, to your point about fundamentally, you're right. If that's prolonged over a course of time, then you're going to find it harder to win and to execute the way that you want. Because at the end of the day, this is how baseball works. A game that can be so hard and can feel like it's so complicated, it's really simple. The team that executes the best usually wins. And you're right, you give away outs. You give more opportunities to other teams. You're not, you're saying, of going, hitting the right cutoff man, walking a guy, error in the field, whatever it may be.
Throwing to the wrong base.
What? Sorry?
Throwing to the wrong base. We've seen that. The whole bingo card is filled. They've covered the bingo card.
Yeah. So then that's the unfortunate thing, is if you do that over time and that's prolonged, you're going to see the results not reflect what you want in the win column. But I want to be patient on that, because even as we talk, we're only 13 in. But again, in a month, we're going to have a better idea of where this team's heading.
We're talking to Ryan Ripken's Inside Access here on The Fan. Ryan, let's talk about one of the positives, save for Cienel Perez, who is coming to the game now as the Orioles trail 5-0 in the bottom of the fifth. The bullpen has looked really good. How sustainable do you think what we're seeing from the bullpen is?
I'll tell you what, I thought it was their strength going in this year. And so I really do think that they will continue to be a strength. I think the great part of this is that Bautista is still trying to find himself, which, I mean, he's had some good outings, but that's taking pressure off of him. And outside of Perez, if you took Perez's numbers off, this Orioles bullpen would be probably at the top of Major League Baseball or near the top. So that's a strength. You know that you're having guys go out there and execute. Now, Brian Baker, it's been a great story as well, right? Sir Anthony Dominguez put to rest all the struggles early on. He's off to a great start. Can it be sustainable? Absolutely. But this is the problem that could happen. The overusage is where the problem can lead to, right? If you can't have your starting rotation go deeper into the game, when I say deeper, I'm saying going 5-6 innings consistently, then you're going to see a bullpen be taxed. And that's really my only concern. I think that they're going to be fine. I really do. And I think they're going to be counted upon tremendously. But arms are fragile. We're figuring that out, right? And we've seen it for the last couple of years. If they wear down, that's where I think that the Orioles bullpen can get in trouble.
How about another positive? Jackson Holliday defensively. That was an awesome game from him yesterday. It looks night and day difference in terms of his comfort at second base.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think what you wanted to see with Jackson was, all right, what did you learn from last year, and what can you improve on? And so far on all the elements of his game, hitting, he's using all parts of the field, and he looks more comfortable. And then fielding-wise, though, can you get comfortable in a position that is not, you know, second nature to you? So we're getting the answer of yes on both. And I think the other part, we got to remind ourselves just how young he is And all you want to see is, are you getting better little by little? And I think the answer is an emphatic yes. And so now I just hope the next evolution for Jackson is going to be, how's your body going to feel in a month? How are you going to react 2 months from now? And so on and so forth. But if you're an O's fan, you got to be very, very happy with the progression of a young player that could still go on to have a really, really great career in Baltimore.
People who are inclined to think that this is more than an 83-win baseball team, and I'm not among them, would point to an offense that they think is allegedly elite as part of that. If you go back to July 1st of last year, the Orioles are 14th in Major League Baseball in on-base percentage, they're 14th in slugging percentage, and they're 14th in OPS. That's a pretty considerable sample size. Your response to that?
Yeah, I mean, look, the Orioles' offense, when we're looking at especially the second half of the season last year, they were out of sync for many reasons, right? You can say that injuries to just the guys being in a funk or dealing with adversity, the combination of it. You know, look, the Orioles' offense, for them to have success this year, we'll put it this way, for them to have success this year, you are going to have to then be so dominant on the pitching side, we're saying, in whatever capacity, but staff has to be fully dominant or your offense has to be elite. Like we saw in the past, like the Texas Rangers a couple of years ago, that was an elite offense when healthy, right? Baltimore, you have the upside of what this offense can be, but they haven't lived up to that potential all the time. And I think that's what we're seeing. So the pressure's kicking in because you see the talent, so you need to have the results. But for the Orioles to have success this year, in my opinion, and we know where the starting staff is right now, they're going to need that offense to be more consistent and then factor that in with a bullpen that you hope can be lights out. And that's going to be that formula for success. And the last thing I'll say with the offense, we love home runs. We love being able to drive the baseball and extra base hits. Executing and getting the job done, that's going to be a big thing that they were so good at doing in 2023 and obviously took a step back as we move further into the 2024 season.
Ryan Ripken, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate
it. Sir.
We will chat next week.
I appreciate you guys. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday.
You too.
Thank you,
touchdown.
Sir.
Touchdown. Touchdown for the D-backs.
Coming up next.
And the extra point.
Yeah. A hot corner. We have a score update in Arizona. We'll get it to you. And also, Zach Eflin update. If you haven't heard, we're going to tell you what's going on with him next here on The Fan. Well, this game has gone off the rails. There was a point in time.
Is it just an Orioles game?
Well, it was 2-0 about 5 minutes ago, and now it's 7-0. So, in the fifth inning, Fred Dedeene finally got Corbin Carroll out, but then he didn't get anybody else out. And Pavin Smith had a two-run homer. Josh Naylor went back-to-back with a solo shot. They eventually pulled Mean Dean, and Cino Perez came in, and he gave up more. Ottawa single, drove in two. It's 7-0, top of the sixth.
Oh, don't you think a breakout's right around the corner?
Oh, maybe.
Huh?
Maybe.
Oh, don't you close the book on this game, GG. These guys scrap and fight and claw just like their general manager. Or do they sleepwalk? I don't know. You tell me.
Touchdown, and they're back in it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, they're not a good baseball team. They weren't built to be a good baseball team. It's going to take a whole lot of things coming around for them to get to be a good baseball team. I just said it with Ryan Ripken. We can go back to the start of July now, and we're talking going on 4 months.
Gunnar Baysnok.
Yeah.
There we go, one at a time.
Their superpower is allegedly their lineup. That's what people tell me. We can go back to July 1st of last year. They're 14th out of 30 teams and on base percentage, .316. They're 14th in slug, and they're 14th in on base percentage. And they have a bottom five starting pitching staff right now. And people keep saying the bullpen's good. Yeah, they haven't pitched in any high leverage situations.
Still been good.
Yeah, yeah. I would say if we're withholding judgment on things, I would withhold a judgment on the bullpen being good until the closer actually has to close
I'm
anything.
I'm clinging on any positive I can get.
Guys, you can go back over 100 games now.
Adley Knock, here we come.
Where
bats are alive, sixth inning, down 7.
That's 17-5 win. Now, if they were to lose today, 47-54. 7 games under 500. This isn't a small sample size. That's 101 games.
Well, and the They were a better team last year than this year on paper.
Absolutely.
So there's no Corbin Burns who's helping them get out of this. There's no Tony Taters who's helping them get out of this. Like, I mean, there's like,
I thought the plan this offseason was to improve upon Anthony Santander, and they went backwards. At least that was our plan.
They don't have corner outfielders right now. They don't have many people who hit in the clutch very often. Their fielding is god-awful. Their baseball IQ is pathetically low. They don't run the bases well. They don't control the run game. They made another out on the base pass tonight. Like, it is what it is, man. It's a hard watch. And it's been a hard watch since the middle of June last year. And I don't see that changing anytime soon. And the GM likes to do nothing in season to make them better. That's what they've constructed. That's what it is. Hey, if you're looking for bright sides, there ain't any in Arizona. The bright sides are the Yankees are really flawed, and the Rays are significantly flawed, and the Red Sox have some issues. And the Blue Jays are the best team in the division right now by standings, but the Blue Jays are not, I don't think, a particularly good baseball team. But like I say, the Oriole way is dead. The Elias way is here to stay until he's fired. And the Elias way is unwatchable baseball.
Zach Eflin on the IL. What do you think? Lat strain. Same thing as guys Grayson had a year ago, which was supposed to be no big deal. And then he never pitched again.
I think Zach Eflin with his lat strain pitching tomorrow would be better than Charlie Morton on 5 days rest.
But they don't have a game tomorrow.
They don't.
Then it would really be better.
They do not have a game tomorrow.
Thank God.
They're traveling.
Because I need a break from them already. And then they don't play again Monday?
Yeah.
So they'll really bring it for this race, for this J series, huh? They'll be up for this, coming back from the road. How do they usually perform after a day off?
Not good.
Hey, they got two of those coming up in the next 4 days.
They're wearing the orange pants on Saturday.
Yeah, the all-orange debuts. Come on,
Jason. I don't want to tell them how to run their team, but I would come out to bagpipe music and cosplay.
Nah.
Can they get an exemption from Major League Baseball to all dress as like different characters from movies and anime and stuff?
I'm excited for the all-orange.
Who needs uniforms?
I am too.
Well, that's sort of like the basis of how you tell the teams apart.
But if the other team has everybody dressed like Mario or Luigi or
that's true
whatever whatever Kowser was wearing then I think you'd be able to tell. I think you'd have a pretty good idea.
Orioles trail 7-0. It is the bottom of sixth inning. Orioles do have two men on and one out. We will keep you updated. But purple rain in the forecast coming up next. And the Ravens seem to be telling everyone that will listen that Trenton Simpson is the guy to be next to Roquan Smith at inside linebacker. Are we buying what they're selling? We'll tell you next.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are. Whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're on the Fan.
Well, I think he's an exciting young prospect. I think he's a really, really good young player, developmental guy. And I think he's, you know, obviously, like a lot of our young players, they have their ups and downs and their growing pains. But I think his future is very bright. We've seen guys like him, you know, have their moments and then end up being really, really good players. And I would expect that. This guy's young, very athletic. He can run. He's very explosive. He has a huge care factor. And it's our job to get that out of him. And I think we will.
Eric DaCosta talking about Trenton Simpson. Trenton Simpson was given Patrick Queen's job a year ago, and there were a lot of people, including very smart people, Bobby DePaul being one of them, that thought that Trenton Simpson was going to be just fine next to Roquan Smith. Well, it didn't work out that way, to the point that he got benched and was basically on special teams down the stretch and in the playoffs. Well, you heard Eric DaCosta. John Harbaugh said something similar at the NFL meetings. He's like, well, Trenton's going to take that jump. We've had a lot of guys take that jump in the third year, and he'll be just fine next to Roquan. Are you buying?
He might take that jump, but they're not banking on it, I don't believe. And the book's not closed on Trenton Simpson, and Trenton Simpson hasn't played that much NFL football. And Trenton Simpson, I think that there could be a role for him, but it might be a streamlined role, and I don't know that it's as an every-down linebacker next to Roquan Smith. I think that might prove to be a little bit of a stretch, and if it doesn't, fine, but he's going to have to get there through competition. And when you have as many picks as they have and they're clustered the way they are, and it's a draft that sets up really well on the defensive side of the ball where their needs are, then and they love drafting linebackers in general, and they've been pretty darn good at it. Yes, I don't think it's out of the question whatsoever that, you know, by Friday night of, you know, day two of the draft, that there's another linebacker on their roster and, you know, one with legitimate starting potential. And a lot of the media attention's gone to Jihad Campbell, and he's in the mock drafts, and some people have him as a top 10 projection, a linebacker at Alabama. I don't know that football people are quite that high on him, and I think there's some risk there that goes beyond just his shoulder injury. And you mentioned Bobby DePaul. I know, like, he's not on Bobby D's A board. Like, he's not a surefire first rounder for Bobby D, and the linebacker that Bobby D prefers, and I bring up Bobby D because he goes all the way back to his days with the Eagles with John Harbaugh, and he sees the game a lot like John Harbaugh. And basically for 5 years, he scouted the Ravens for us, so he knows what the Ravens look for and what they do. And he thinks this kid, Carson Schweisinger out of UCLA, is the best linebacker in this draft, and he has a first-round grade on him, and he thinks his coverage skills and his instincts are special, and he thinks he's somebody else who looks to him like a Raven. Now, whether or not they'd have to take him with their first pick, whether they could trade out and somebody else comes up and get Jackson Dart, their quarterback of the future, and the Ravens end up taking their first pick on a linebacker sometime in day two, or maybe they've taken projectable linebackers at the end of the first round before. Now, I don't know who's going to be there and who's not, but I don't think, look, we'll talk more about Roquan tomorrow, but I don't know that you can just bank on Roquan having a 2023 or 2024 season. Second half of 2022 or 2023 season.
But isn't it real? Well, I don't want to get distracted, but couldn't he be better than he was a year ago?
Wait, well, maybe, sure. But I don't know if he's going to be what he was 2 years ago.
Well,
and if he's not, and you think just the other guy can be whoever, I don't think that's going to be the case. I think that the coaching staff last year let a lot of young players down in the secondary and in the linebacking core. And they backed it up by firing a bunch of guys who had kind of been under fire there for a while. So that could help. And that could be a part of overall growth. And that could mean good things for Trenton Simpson. But like, I don't know if they could just draft somebody else in the fourth or fifth round and say, oh, between him and Trenton Simpson, we're fine. Because I don't think they're spending any money on it.
No,
so, like, and if they do something from the outside, I think it's probably more likely to be an edge. We've done that drill numerous times. I think it's a fairly significant need. And I've talked a lot about where they could get by more with one linebacker. Yeah, mm-hmm. If Roquan Smith is the Roquan Smith of 2 years ago. If it's the Roquan Smith of last year, then that's not going to solve a lot of your problems because he's going to be exposed in coverage too.
I'll say this. If they use a first-round pick, even a second-round pick, that's an indictment on Roquan Smith. Because when you're spending that type of money, he's the highest-paid inside linebacker in the history of football, you expect him to elevate those around him. And if you use another premium pick, because Trenton Simpson was a third-round pick, yes. So still a day-two pick, that quickly, you know, 2 out of 3 years or whatever it would be, That's a shot at Roquan Smith.
I also think it's a shot at Trenton Simpson. No matter what their mouths are telling you, they're telling you they don't think he's up for it. If they like, the Ravens are always best player available.
Yeah.
And you could say if they think this UCLA linebacker is as good as Bobby DePaul thinks he is, then Carson Schwessinger is upgrading their inside linebacker core.
And I've been really surprised before, like Kyle Hamilton, you were on that. That being said, I still would be very surprised if they use a first-round pick on an inside linebacker.
They care about coverage a lot.
Yes.
Like, a lot, up and down, all three levels. And so I just think the more people they get who they think improves their ability to compete with the – because their conference is loaded with the best quarterbacks on the planet to try to get to a Super Bowl – I don't think they get caught up in the position as much as they get caught up in the attributes and the strengths and what can they do that buttress areas that we've suffered. And like when they're sitting at Steve's whatever palatial estate in Florida and they're smoking cigars and drinking scotch and talking candidly, I got news for you. I think they were probably lighting Roquan Smith's ass up saying that can't happen for $20 million again. Like that can't happen. And if that's where we're going and we have another year like that, I don't know that the billionaire wants to keep going forward down that road, especially now that wide receivers are getting paid too. And Lamar's been paid again since then. And like, I don't know that that's a luxury that they're going to be leaning into.
We will come back. We'll get you the text of the day. We will preview tomorrow's show, and we will get you ready for Infinity Sports Radio. That's coming up at 6 here on The Fan. Before we get to the text of the day, in case you missed it, the Jerry Aloysius Coleman made his triumphant return to the program. You can listen to it on the Odyssey app or anywhere you find your podcasts because it was quite a return.
Talked about Buffalo.
Can't get enough
City of Aloysius.
Yes.
Yeah,
him making causing a stir with the Orioles, saying that there's free soda given out at all the home games.
They're giving away soda.
Yeah, Aloysius doing Aloysius things.
Let this play continue. They might have to get people to go down to the ballpark.
Free refills or free refills.
Could be down the road.
Yeah,
they got the cheaper concessions, the $4 concessions.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, they do.
They do.
Yeah,
all right.
I've seen it advertised.
It's a thing.
And the orange jersey.
I saw an offer to Corbin Burns advertised yesterday. That's fugazi as hell. That they knew wasn't going to get him anywhere close to doing the deal.
Yeah, but that's apples and oranges because you can go to a game and get these cheap concessions. Those exist. Those exist. Corbin Burns is in Arizona.
But boy, you might have to watch some really bad ball.
You might.
That cheap food doesn't go down as well when it's three errors, four home runs given up.
But Jason,
outs made at third base.
There's cheaper beer the cheaper food.
And even
go
if this trend
easier.
Continues, one good, two bad, you might get the one good.
That's a good point.
Yeah, you might get the one good, which point you'll watch good baseball while you have the cheap concessions.
You might get a night of the feast offense.
Yes.
Like the famine offense.
You might. Yes, like Monday.
Yeah.
That like maybe Friday is Monday, or maybe Saturday is Monday, or Sunday could be Monday. But what we know is those other 2 days are going to be Tuesday, Wednesday.
Hip, hip, hooray.
So that's... That and again, it is early, so things could change.
Sure.
We've seen crazier things happen.
Yeah. Astros started 7-19 last year.
Hey, remember the one year the Nationals almost fired Davey Martinez. They went and won the World
Series.
Did.
Yeah. They did.
So crazy things have happened, Jason.
Oh, I'm fired up. Trust
me. Gotta believe.
You guys have got me all.
Angels in the outfield.
Let me tell you, I've done a turn. Yeah. No, I tend to believe my lion eyes. My lion eyes are usually pretty good when it comes to this stuff. They are what they built, which is a tragically flawed baseball team.
Yeah, they are. Let's get the text of the day.
Text of the day is sponsored by Oarsman Automotives, driven by OarsmanCars.com. Your trade is always worth more at Oarsman. Shop their entire inventory now at OarsmanCars.com. Text of the day comes from Jeffrey and Towson, who says, this team isn't fun anymore. The bats are as inconsistent as they were in the second half of last season, and the pitching staff is far worse. What happened to the fun young guys we watched in previous years?
It's a very good question, and I just want to go back to where I was a year ago, because maybe I'll be proven wrong, but what I wanted to see them do offensively was improve upon Anthony Santander, and they've gotten significantly worse offensively, and this was an offense that was terrible down the stretch a year ago, and I was waiting for money moves, and I got none, and they have no pitching, and they went old, and here we are.
Got some dollar store moves.
Hey, if you're lucky, you might catch a hat from the owner.
Well, yeah, there is that.
So you got that and cheap hot dogs. So it sounds like the minor leagues. Well, because the product is pretty AAA-ish most nights.
Oh, it's better than that.
Really? Better really? That. Friday night? No.
Friday night.
Sunday? No. Today?
Hey, two games out of first.
Yeah. Let's have. You want to relive that? You want to do that again? How'd that work out for you last year?
They made the playoffs. Fun exercise.
You sound like them. Yeah. Come on, tell me how many regular season games have they won between April and July the last few years?
I won't do that.
Between April and the deadline, when they do their best work, and that ain't even happening this year.
Most in the American League.
Back and look at their early season schedules the last few years compared to this year. It's big boy this year.
You can only play who's in front of you, Jason.
But they could lose to anybody on any given day. Yeah. That's baseball.
Matty B's getting it done right now. That's what I know. By the way, Ramon made a great catch earlier.
He did.
The razor.
Razor's there for you. The razor is always there for you.
Yeah.
I hope the razor's here forever at this point.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be funny if he was the first extension?
Now that's trolling.
That would be true.
That's trolling.
Yeah, I'm on to the next guy. I'm just waiting until. Sometimes you hire people and they turn out to be like placeholders. They turn out to be good starters. They turn out to be people who get the thing going but don't have the vision, acumen, pulse, energy, don't have, frankly, the sack to do what you have to do to get a team
football
to
term,
go
sack.
To another level. And again, we know what this community generally thinks of John Angelos as an owner.
Yes.
So do you really think John Angelos found the brain trust that was going to take this thing all the way home?
I thought so.
Yeah.
I thought so.
Like, what are the odds that he found the guys to turn the whole thing around and get a parade here?
Hey, you know, they...
Like, that would be a real needle in the haystack. Not to say he didn't find people who were the right people at that time for the first 3 or 4 years of this thing to get it going in the rolling in the right direction, but then you need real people to come in and know what to do with the assets that have been accrued by playing all that horrible baseball and getting all those top five picks and then putting it over the top.
Bone,
some of us have been talking about that for years.
Yeah. Bone, what's on tomorrow's show?
The start of a new weekly with Tony Gwynn Jr.
Get his thoughts on
it's a new old weekly.
Yeah.
Because well, he's been a weekly in the past.
Well, I think he was a semi.
It's pretty regular.
He's a friend of the show.
Yes.
Jim Duquette, definitely.
Definitely a friend of the show.
We'll get his thoughts on
future
the
future Hall of Famer.
Yes.
Lucy Burge is a Hall of Famer.
Hopefully
making
she returns.
A triumphant return, hopefully. And also an MLB Network.
This is it, right?
And yeah. Also
Ryan Dempster.
Ryan Dempster.
Yeah, Ryan Dempster.
Well, that's not official.
Oh, not. Well,
Ryan Dempster may be here. He may not be here.
Tune in tomorrow.
There's a lot of that going on.
You never know. You never know.
You might get might be rumbly in the tummy.
Yeah. Well, coming up next, keep it locked in. Finney Sports Radio going to take you through your night. Thank you, Beltway Ben. We'll talk to you tomorrow, too.
You're the best, Beltway. You're on the Beltway Ben, the Dodgers are going to come through for you.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.